Let me see, my guides are telling me something. Just one second. Just a second. Well, my guides are wanting me at this very point to tell you of one particular experience I had in working with this man, James. And I'm asking, wait a minute, what is the relevance of this and why now? But they want me to. Just let's all please trust, including me, that there is a link to where we're going next with this inner business development team. All right? Are you willing to play with me on this?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things you're going to hear in that interview was that James's rescue was under attack by a hit squad, people who were hired to kill him and his dogs and his team. And the dogs, he has the pit bull dogs that are very mushy and teddy bear-like. However, when they're, being a protector dog, like any dog, even a chihuahua, they get intense. And there was one night where he knew that danger, they knew that danger was starting to build in this case towards him and his team. And I was talking to him over the phone, and one of his dogs came out of a deep sleep, just absolutely alert. Oh, now I know what the relevance is. So there is a relevance here. They came out of a deep sleep, like two, one in particular, and then an additional two. And it was like they were horizontal, and then immediately they were vertical. And they started barking, and I heard the bark. And I knew that the bark was a sonar red alert, there's problems, Dad, kind of communication. And I said to James, can I please talk to so-and-so, one of the dogs? And he handed the phone up against Samson, is the name of the dog, Samson's ear. And I said, I started talking to Samson, and I said, one of the things I said to him was, show Daddy later where the problem is, what you are wanting Daddy to know about. So that was very late at night. Other things happened. That's not relevant. The next day, James and his team took the three dogs that were the most active during that episode, and he said, remember what Sasha told you. Show me. Show us. Where is the problem? And the dogs immediately, according to James and another one of his partners, the dogs immediately just headed straight for a corner of the property, and sure enough, there were footprints of people that had been there, and those people happened to be wearing military-style boots, which is only relevant because it was such a clear imprint. And then the story unfolds over, this took place over 4 months, took place where they eventually had that very bit of information lead to a whole other opening in this operation. So the relevance here is the power of knowing that when you communicate with strong intention and you communicate expecting, I expected that this dog would understand me. I expected that James would be able to communicate to them in such a way that they absolutely would understand him and they would absolutely do it. There was no, I wonder if. It was, this is the way it's going to be. Are you all with me so far? And that's the way you're going to talk to your spirit team. That level of clear question, clear point that you're making, and clear request. So, clear question, clear point that you are making. So it's not I wonder this, you know, or maybe that. It's like this is the what I'm after. And then the last part was whatever request you're making, a clear request. So before I move on, tell me how you both felt, please, about hearing that story about the dogs, the whole thing, you know, me talking to them, James talking to them, them going, there's definitely was something there, et cetera.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's the stuff of movies.
Right. When you read my newsletter, that's what I said, by the way. I said, in truth, this was beyond a blockbuster Hollywood movie, really. So, yes, thank you. And what else besides that, Barb, anything else come up for you?
Well, it shows the power of your spirit guides and your communication skills with all kinds of creatures. And it's pretty amazing that they listened and remembered and then the next day did what you had told them.
Yeah.
It's really pretty amazing.
Right. And you hit it when you said communication with the spirit guides and that they were there. There was no question that they were there, the spirit guides. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, anything else, Barb, come up that you want to share to put the energy into the mix here?
No, I'm just thankful it all worked out well.
It did. It's still in play, but it's absolutely out of a NCIS or Criminal Minds kind of show, really. How about you, Mary? What came up for you?
It's just incredibly powerful connection, and just that beam of the points to all in alignment, and then the action on top of it.
Now, say more about what you mean by alignment.
Well, that the ability to make the intent understood beyond language, to have the undercurrent of knowing and being able to have that strength of bond.
Right.
Between animal and human.
Right. Right. That too. So the key points here, ladies, are these. Now that I know why my guides wanted me to share that story with you, and you'll hear it in the interview. The interview is like I said, 2 hours long, and this whole thing about him talking about the story about the dogs is about like the last fourth of the interview. The key here is step number one, there is a clear expectation that the spirit guides are there and that you can consciously communicate with them. Now, why I'm bringing spirit guides in when I was talking to dogs and their spirits is because this entire situation that I was working with James on had a throng of spirit team members, and that included the dogs. So for you, as you are going to go into this exercise, you are also going to be able to know that there is a spirit team. And there's no wishy-washiness about it. They are there. So that's point number one. Point number two is that there is an expectation that the communication is received by them and that you will receive from them. There's no I wonder if, or God, what if I don't, or what if I don't understand them. Just let all those kind of dissipate as like clouds shifting in the sky, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Point number three is that there was a clear intention container for this whole situation. Not only was it for James and his team and the dogs to stay alive and to find all of the parties that were criminally involved in this, that was definitely one driving intention. The other intention was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, why me? That kind of thing, like, what role is my soul playing? And pardon my French, I hope that didn't offend anybody, but it really became that. And I know that we all come to that at times in the frustration and the resistance and the screwiness of things that can happen. And tell me, ladies, have you at any point stopped and said, like, what is going on here? Because it's just so relentless and weird. Have either of you ever felt that?
Yes, sometimes.
I think.
When I have
Go
dreams,
ahead, Barb.
Sometimes when I have dreams, I think, well, I've already been here. You know, it's like deja vu. And, you know, am I asleep or am I awake? Or
okay, so in that, the what is going on here? That kind of energy, where did you see that in what you just shared? So I can follow you here.
A confusion, a questioning, lack of belief that it could, that this was reality, that this was really happening.
Okay, good. Good, thank you. And what about you, Mary? What have you ever felt that where you just kind of step back and, I mean, I know you have, but let's see what you come up with, where you step back and say, like, what in the world? And but it's not like a low-key what in the world. It's like real, like, I just don't want this. It has to change. Have you ever felt that?
Yes. Yes. Most recently.
And what was the, yeah.
With my mother passing.
What was it about that? I don't want this. What is happening here? What?
It was just the surreal of being in that presence and knowing that I was dealing with it so differently than my sisters were.
Okay.
And
so where was the, what is this? Where was that in that scenario, that energy in that scenario?
It was the frustration that feeling like I'm physically here, but I'm not connected.
Mm-hmm. So what was the, what is this? I don't want this. What is this? What, tell me where you felt that in the scenario you're giving me.
I don't want this to be the end.
Okay. Okay, you don't want her to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for sharing that, both of you. Well, the point here is that that is the time to bring heaven to earth, to be aware of those frustrations and that emotionally boggling, mind-boggling, and maybe physically boggling, like, you know, trying to find where you parked your car in a Costco-packed parking lot.
Right.
You have this urge and need for something other than your conscious mind. right, other than your conscious mind. And that's when you call upon the other realms as well as other times, but definitely then, because you know that it has to come from a higher source. You with me? Mary?
Yes.
So, another point in that story is the fact that the intention to get it done, it's a decisive, claim it, declare it, declare it, claim it moment. I will not tolerate this any longer. I need this answer. I need this experience. I claim it, I declare it, and then you wait. That's the other purpose of that story. There was no question in my mind that they needed to find out why those dogs were barking. As did, and you know, of course, James agreed with me. However, when you're in your business, whether it's client enrollment, or you really want to command the stage, or the webinar, or you want to be in a networking event and just cut out all the extraneous experiences and narrow in on who am I supposed to talk to, who am I supposed to connect with, what is the point of the communication that I now am about to have with this person. It's claiming it. It's gathering up the intention of this is my desired outcome, or this is the desired direction that I want to go, and I'll see where it leads. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that experience with those dogs embodies, which is why I was to share it. It's interesting that it was that particular experience that my guides wanted me to share, but you can see how really otherworldly it was, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And the same is true with your access, so that it takes a certain determination and confidence that you have that same access as I did, as James did, and his other handlers, the other dog handlers. And that's what you are to step into. That is the crux of the title of this whole series of classes, is claim it, declare it. It's not just I claim this sale. It's I claim the energetic alignment. You use the word, Mary, the energetic alignment to bring this goal, this intention into physical form as much as possible, according to divine order. It was in divine order that I was talking to James at that time. It was in divine order that the dogs did that while I was talking. See, this is what divine design is all about, all these moments that you just never could orchestrate unless you're, you know, channeling, really, right? You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I am asking you to start practicing as an attitude, as a mindset, as a belief system, that you can do that too in your own way. Now, it takes practice, but the practice is just having the confidence that you can do it. That's what you're practicing. If you have the confidence that you are reaching a spirit who is there to help you, and if you have the confidence that you will get the message, maybe not in that moment, but at some right time, if you have that confidence, then you're home free. And even if the answer doesn't come that day, if you have the confidence that it will come to you at the right moment, that's all you need. That's what you have to practice. And when you have the self-doubt, and when your head starts to trip on you, you just, again, imagine that it's a cloud that's here, and then it dissipates and it's gone. So I'd like you both to tell me how you feel about your willingness to listen back to this recording and really get what I've just described so that you embody it and you practice embodying it. What is your level of willingness from 1 to 5, 5 being hell yes, 1 being, oh, no, no, Sasha, this is like, So let's hear who wants to go on rating your willingness to listen back to this section of the recording and really embody what I'm talking about. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Yes.
I'm a 4 3/4 because there's that thing in the pit of my stomach. It's just like, oh, my gosh. But I also wrote down in big letters, divine design, and underneath it, synchronicity.
Right. Well, divine design. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I know that the synchronicity is simplifying divine design. But it's so much overlapping where other less conscious would say, oh, it's just a happy coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas I'm honing in on the fact that there's nothing that happens by accident.
Right. Right, so let's talk about that final quarter.
Uh-huh.
So the way to handle that final quarter is to just keep visualizing that it is the life that you are now living at a 5. That's the only way around that sort of thing. You know, other than lots of, you know, some healing sessions and more Akashic reading clearings, where the fear of having and owning your power might need to still have some healing done. However, aside from that, the way to resolve that final quarter is through repetition and intense emotion. Remember, we manifest through repetition, clarity of detail, and intense emotion. Repetition, clarity of detail, and intense emotion. You've both heard me talk to you about that way in the past over time, right, guys?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's repetition, clarity of intention, and clarity of detail, and intense emotion. So the way to offset the holding back is by simply creating a whole new habit of nervous system, belief, and expectation. Nervous system means to embody that kind of power. It takes a little doing sometimes. But you can do it by just imagining it. That's why in prosperity games, one of the exercises is typically imagine that you have the money. Now, also imagine how you're spending it. See yourself buying this, this, and this, or investing it there, there, and there. And that holds, that creates you as a container for being able to handle that energy once it comes into your life, the details of those experiences once they come into your life.